Hi, you're listening to the Sunday Service coming from St. Columba's, Derevogie on the Belsize Road in Lisburn. You can connect more with us by visiting our website at derevogie.com or liking our Facebook page. Good morning. We gather today in a rather unusual moment. Normally we start with a lot of announcements of what's going on in church throughout the week. Actually, this week, there's nothing going on in this building, but that's because, to keep us all safe, we are ceasing our parish activities because of the COVID-19. But actually, there are lots of other things going on around us, and we'll hear a little bit about that later on as we journey through this morning together. But as we do, each time that we gather as a community, what we want to do is to read God's word over us, because there's something very, very powerful in that, to allow God's word simply to penetrate into our lives and into our hearts. And so as we gather together, desperately across our parish this morning, let's hear God's word read over us for the psalm for today. A well-known psalm, a psalm that maybe means a lot to you and speaks into your hearts over quite a number of years. It's called the Psalm 23, the Lord's my shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul, and he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's just take a moment to pause and to allow those words to sink in. Father, we thank you that you restore our souls today, that you guide us in your path. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because today we stand on the promise contained in that psalm that you are with us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Often we say that it's really important as we gather before a God who is holy and perfect that we recognise our need of him, and we recognise who we are before him, and in doing that, we come before the Lord in an attitude of confession today, seeking his forgiveness, seeking his grace and his love, and placing ourselves before the one who is able. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sins and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Lord God, we have sinned against you and we've done wrong in your sight. We're sorry and repent and have mercy according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew your right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. One of those little moments that we normally do at this point is that we gather the children around at the front. Last week, if you were present with us, actually in church, I held up a little bottle of hand sanitizer, encouraging the children to wash their hands as the public health agency had, but also encouraging us as we did that, not just simply to sing the happy birthday song, but actually to think about the fact that as we wash our hands, we are seeking God's forgiveness, his cleansing in our lives. A difficulty with washing our hands often and nearly too many times is that they get a little bit raw. And so my kids' hands are actually kind of red raw at the minute around the knuckles because they've washed their hands so much. So what's happening now? Not only are they washing their hands and singing happy birthday several times every single day, but that they're putting their hand cream on as well. The balm, the oil that soothes their hands and brings it back to where it should be. That's just the same, actually, as God in Psalm 23 that we read at the beginning. He anoints our head with oil, an oil that the shepherd would have placed on the sheep to heal the wounds that were inflicted on them so that they didn't get infected. And so as we continue to wash our hands throughout this season in all of our lives, as we apply hand cream to them, let's just remember that the Lord applies to us the oil of his salvation, the oil of his balm, to enable us to be healed of all things within our lives. As we do that, we hear the collect that's been appointed for today. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Saviour, gave his back to the smiters and did not hide his face from shame, give us grace to endure the sufferings of this present time with sure confidence in the glory that shall be revealed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Here in Deir Volga, what we've been doing over the last number of weeks has been joining with other churches in Lisburn, partnering with churches across the denominations and with an organisation called Crown Jesus to bring together a little project called 10,000 Lives, where we are seeking to impact the lives of 10,000 people across the city of Lisburn with the presence and the power of Jesus Christ. In doing that, we've put together a little sermon series, and we're in the middle of our second run of that. A series that's called There Is Power in His Name, as we look at the miracles of Jesus. And today we come to a passage in John chapter 6, where Jesus feeds the 5,000. So let's hear those words today. Let's just pray as we come before God's word. Father God, we want to thank you that you are present with us, right where we are. Lord, we want to thank you today that your word is living and active and speaks into each of our situations. So we pray today that it is your word, and not my word, that brings truth into the depths of our very being. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Feeding of the 5,000. It's a really, really familiar passage. Maybe it's a passage that you have heard before from whenever you were in Sunday school, or maybe even in primary school as a minister or another Christian came in to take an assembly. A passage that just simply says that Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish and he broke them and he gave them to 5,000 people. It seems a bit far-fetched in many ways, but yet the truth that's contained within it speaks right into the situation that we find ourselves in today, the situation that we are now in the middle of this COVID-19 situation. We're now having, each and every one of us are having to do things completely differently, just as we're doing now. Did you ever imagine that you'd have me on your screen in your front room? But let's look at some of the comparisons. See, in verses 1 and 2, we see here that a great crowd of people followed him, that is Jesus, because they saw the miraculous signs that he was doing. The crowds gathered to follow Jesus. But we, you and I, we're being told to social distance ourselves, to place a distance between each other. In those verses as well, we hear that people were seeking the teaching of Jesus' miracles. Not only the teaching, but also to see his miraculous signs. They were following him because Jesus was doing something that was different. I don't know about you, but we tune in to Mr. Johnson and his 5 o'clock press conferences if we can each day. Because in one sense, as a family, we want to hear the advice that our government is giving to us. We want answers to some of the questions that we have about what we should do and when we should do it and how we should do it. Just like these people were coming to Jesus to find answers for their lives. In this story, we also find that whenever, verse 5, whenever Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" These people were hungry. They had concerns over lots of things, but actually the crowd was beginning to go hungry. But actually, what are we doing in our culture and in the community around us? Well, we appear to be stockpiling far too much stuff. Our homes, probably our garages, might overflow with items that have been bought in a supermarket, leaving the shelves empty. There's other concerns in verse 6. These people were there in the middle of nowhere, but they needed to provide for their family. They needed food for their family. There are concerns coming now over the loss of employment and of jobs. The concerns of how we as individuals might have to pay the bills that we are going to have to face and how we are going to provide for our families. And so actually the feeding of the 5,000, this passage that was set out for us as a church in Deira Volga quite a number of weeks ago, even months ago, as we prepared, speaks right into the heart of what it is that's happening around us in this moment. But in the midst of all of those questions, those comparisons, those moments where things are set against each other, there is faith. And that's what's key in the midst of this passage. Let's look at verse 8. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish. How far will they go amongst so many?" So Philip was saying in verse 7, 8 months' wages isn't even going to buy enough food to give everybody just one bite. Philip was looking at the negatives in the situation. But Andrew was looking at the opportunities in the situation, and he was having faith. And he was saying, "Look, we don't have much, but here's what we do have. We have a wee boy here who's got a packed lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And deep down inside Andrew was that moment that he knew that if he brought what he had to Jesus, it'll be okay. I wonder, is that stirring within you at the moment? Is there a sense in you that you want to bring what you have before God? Often as the world crumbles around us, even if we've never sought God before, even if we've only sought God in the good times or in the desperate times, whenever the culture and the community around us begins to crumble and fall away, are the moments that we actually begin to look to God more. Here in Deira Volga, we Whilst we are not meeting or gathering in numbers, whilst our doors appear to be locked and shut, actually what's happening is that our parish, our parishioners, or the members of this community are being mobilised to use the gifts that God has given them. Those who are technologically minded and digitally minded are putting together these services, or helping to put together these services, or helping to put stuff up online on our Facebook page and on our website to encourage community to be a part of us, using WhatsApp groups and all kinds of other things so that we can keep in contact with each other and not feel that we are becoming distant from each other. Other people being mobilised to go out into their streets and into their community and drop a little card through the door that says, if you need help, here's the contact numbers that you can get it from. Other people are being mobilised to make phone calls to those who are vulnerable or elderly, just to make sure, not only to make sure that they're okay, but actually just to say hello. Because as we find ourselves distancing ourselves physically from each other over the next number of weeks, that little moment where you'll hear a familiar voice will be a moment that inside you, you will know that you are known and loved by that individual, but more importantly, by Jesus as well. And so we're mobilising people like never before. Actually, as we're being told to distance ourselves, the mobilising of people is showing that we can continue to keep in contact with each other. C.S. Lewis said in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and for those who know me, you'll know that C.S. Lewis is one of my favourite all-time authors. He said in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, "Some journeys lead us far from home. Some adventures lead us to our destiny." In many ways, this journey that we're on at the moment may seem as if we're being led far from our home, from the place that is familiar to us, from the way that we do life that is familiar to us. But it can be an adventure as well. An adventure that might lead us to a new destiny and a new place. Just like Andrew, who sought the opportunities and not the negatives. There are new opportunities being laid out before us. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. That's the old preacher's adage, isn't it? We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And that's Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that he holds the future because there is nothing new under the sun. What has been before, and what will be has been already. And so in this moment, as I stand here with my limited vertical height, you can still see the cross behind me. And that's what it's all about. It's about the fact that the God who loves you and knows you went on a cross to die for you. And he went to a place to take your place, to pay a penalty, to pay a price that I should have paid for myself, but he has taken for me. And in that, he brings freedom into our lives. He brings a new way of thinking and a new perspective into the midst of everything that we do. It's all about him. Actually, not about me. It's all about him. You see, in verse 12, I've just licked my finger. That's not something you should do today. Sure, it's not. We're told not even to do that. Habits are things that die hard, aren't they? Whenever they all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and they filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Even after this huge crowd of 5,000 men, plus women and children, this massive crowd, who Philip said, actually, not even 8 months' wages would give everybody one single bite to eat. After Jesus did what Jesus does, 12 big baskets were left over. Amazing. Amazing. Absolutely brilliant. That's what Jesus can do in our situation. In the midst of this COVID-19, Jesus can bring a new perspective into our lives. He can create balance in the midst of fear. And as we said last week, we temper our fear with a little bit of reason. We temper our panic with patience. And we temper our uncertainty with faith. And in this moment, we can ensure that others recognize that they are known and loved by you and by Jesus. And that could just be the beautiful legacy that comes out of this awful mess. That others are known, that others know that they are known and loved by you and by Jesus. What a beautiful legacy to sow into people's hearts. Because actually, in verse 14 it says this. After the people saw the miraculous signs that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is a prophet. Who is to come into the world? Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Did you hear that? After everything that Jesus had done, he withdrew to a mountain to be by himself. He socially distanced himself from others. And even though we might feel alone, you don't have to. Now, spending time with God was good for Jesus. I reckon it's good for me too. And in one sense, I look forward to the opportunity for a slightly slower pace of life to reset my priorities and my time. And we can use that moment to do that in your life as well. This is an opportunity to invite Jesus to do what Jesus does in the midst of a world that seems to crumble around us. You bring hope. You bring life. There is power in the very presence of Jesus. So let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you. I want to thank you for who you are and for all that you have done for us. On this Mothering Sunday, we want to thank you today for those significant ladies in our lives who have sowed seeds and left a legacy within us and for us. So God of mercy, your son, while hanging on the cross, appointed Mary as mother to his beloved disciples' mother. May we follow her good example and always care for others. And we ask that in your name. So thanking the legacy of the ladies in our lives, we pause. We pause in this moment to remember them. To remember those who are no longer with us. But also those who are. So Lord, give us an opportunity, even today, to lift a phone or drop a little message to say how thankful we are for them. As we thank you for the significant ladies in our lives, we want to thank you as well for other people at the moment who are surrounding us with love and with care and who are looking out for us. And so in the midst of this COVID-19 situation, we thank you for those who are not thinking always about themselves, but are thinking about others, inspiring us the same spirit and the same tenacity. Not that we'd be reckless, Lord, with our actions or with our presence, but mindful of those things that we would continue to be your hands and your feet, your eyes and your ears in our community and in our streets. And so in this moment, as we do often, we pray for the street that we walk on, that we drive on, that we buy our milk on, that we normally go to work or school on. And Lord, we think about the people who live in that street. And we pray for them. We pray for opportunities to take a little card and put it through their door so that if they need help, they know where they can get it from. And Lord, we pray that in that moment, your very presence would enter that home. We want to pray for those who we know today who are unwell, at home or in hospital, that your presence would surround them and be upon them, we pray. So help us, Lord, to see the opportunities that are before us. Give us grace and patience not to be overwhelmed by the things around us. And inspire in us a new understanding that because you are present with us, there is power in your name. We pray all these things in the precious and beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Over the next number of days, you'll see much more coming out on our social media and on our website about what it is that we're intending to do. We'll be releasing little inspirational videos along the way of stories, individuals telling their story of who they are. I'll be sharing some thoughts, some clips as well through that. Just short, less than 2 minute videos so you can really catch them and not need to spend too much time on them. There's lots of other stuff going on. We've talked about these cards going through doors, the phone calls to the vulnerable and the elderly. And we want to continue to encourage you to be a part of that. But if you need help yourself, you can contact us by emailing info@derevolgi.com or by telephoning 028-9252-8242. That's 9252-8242. But we also want to get you involved in what it is that we'll be doing here on a Sunday. So maybe you have something you'd love us to pray for. Maybe you have something, maybe you have a prayer that you're able to write yourself and you want to send that through to us. And there'll be much more inventive ways of how we're going to do that, of getting people involved. So please watch out for that. And if you think that might be something you could get involved in, drop me a wee line and we'll see how that works out. So please continue to be encouraged in this moment. Continue to look to who Jesus is. And as we conclude today, probably the shortest I've ever been, actually, but as we conclude today, I want to read to you a passage from Ephesians chapter 3, a passage that we read often in church. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have together power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long, high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power as it works within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Stay connected and stay safe. Thank you.